This is Twit.
Twitter acquired Niche, an online talent agency that negotiates deals for social media stars. They may have paid about $50 million for it. Aaron Griffith writes for Fortune and wrote about Niche and joins us now. How are you doing, Aaron?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hopefully your Skype connection will work better than Will's. Now, can you tell us more about what Niche does exactly?
So Niche, unbeknownst to a lot of people, Niche has its own sort of set of stars. So there are people on, Vine has its own set of stars. So there are people on Vine with millions and millions of followers and huge, you know, sort of like fan bases. And so those Vine stars are now brokering endorsement deals with brands. So one of the most popular guys might, you know, endorse a skateboard, or they might do a Vine with like a certain kind of HP laptop. And so those deals don't bring any money in for Twitter, but people are making money on Vine's platform. And so Niche basically helps connect those, like this guy here with the laptop. Niche basically would represent the talent here in this situation and help connect them with brands who want, you know, a bunch of these little Vines going out to all the Vine fans around the network.
Now, does Niche work with other platforms besides Vine, for example, YouTube?
They do Instagram, I believe. And I think, I actually couldn't find the latest on their site, but I know that they work with stars and influencers on a lot of different platforms. I don't know if they do Twitter or not, but Vine, I believe, was their biggest one.
Now, do you know if Twitter's going to sort of ban those non-Twitter-based platforms like Instagram?
I think the plan is to keep all of Vine's other platforms on there, Niche's other platforms on Vine. Mm-hmm. So I think the company will continue to be an agency. So that way, if you're talent on Vine and you also have an Instagram following and you also have a Pinterest following or whatever, you can still work with brands across all of those. But obviously, being under the umbrella of Vine and Twitter, you know, there's going to be probably increased functionality and analytics and things that the influencers can get from those two networks.
It sounds like Twitter's finally found a way to make money on social media, which is to sell the talent on Instagram.
That's interesting, because there were a lot of questions that came up in Twitter's last earnings call about Vine, because they've owned it now for 3 years. They haven't really tried any kind of monetization on it. And this is a really interesting way, because it makes money for both of them, not just Vine. Somebody can do a sponsored Vine with one of their influencers, and then that advertiser can pay using Twitter's paid ad products to kind of promote it all across Twitter. So that kind of is an interesting way for Twitter to like drive more spending to its existing promoted posts and promoted tweets.
It seems to me that a lot of the competitive social networks are a little bit freaked out about the celebrity status that some YouTube stars have acquired. Snapchat is starting to use YouTube stars in some of their content. And now this, do you think that Vine stars or Twitter-based stars will ever reach the sort of heights of some of the big YouTube celebrities?
Yeah, you know, that's sort of interesting. I mean, I think a lot of the up-and-coming kind of stars now are realizing that it makes a lot more sense to have a following on multiple platforms, because I think a lot of the YouTube stars, some of them maybe don't like the deal that they have to give 45% of their revenue over to YouTube. And they realize, though, their following is locked in there. If they can't, like, extract all of their fans and take them over to a new platform, they have to start from scratch. So I think a lot of the new up-and-coming stars are realizing that there's a value in having a presence on YouTube and on Vine and on Instagram and on Twitter.
Aaron Griffith is at fortune.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at Aaron Griffith. Thank you so much for joining us, Aaron.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right.